Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A mental health expert is sharing her observations from the ground at the US-Mexico border to better inform how the nation understands the challenges facing asylum seekers. Luz Garcini is an assistant professor of psychological sciences at Rice University. She recently visited migrant camps on both sides of the border, where she saw many children and families, some who have been living there for more than a year. And she's sharing her notes with the American Psychological Association to inform advocacy and policy. And she joins us now. Luz, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi.
Tell us about your recent visit. Where did you go and what were you hoping to learn?
So during the recent visit, which was about 2 months ago, we were able to visit some of the camps on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border just to see what the situation is. I think it's particularly important to put the boots on the ground so that we can combat a lot of the misinformation and disinformation that has been fueling the anti-immigrant rhetoric that we've been seeing. So one of the primary things that we noticed is that while the camps on the U.S. side of the border were completely empty, the tent encampments on the Mexican side of the border, particularly in Reynosa, were full. And according to the faith-based leader who runs the camp, they say the arrival is approximately 200 families per day.
And you know, Luz, I too have spent time in those camps in Reynosa as a reporter, and that was about 2 years ago. And reading the notes from your trip there, it didn't seem like anything had changed. And in fact, things seem to have gotten worse. Can you give us a snapshot of how people are living in the camps?
I have to say from the very beginning that one of the things that is very amazing about this community is that even in these situations of hardship, they make the best out of it. And they unite themselves, use their skills and talents to be able to help and take care of each other within those camps. But it is undeniable that there's so much hardships and dangers in the camps. So first of all, the environmental dangers. So these camps are located on top of landfills. The people have kind of cleaned them up and make the best of their living, but the conditions are their intent encampments, so they're very exposed to extreme weather conditions. When we were there, it was very cold, and they have very little clothing. But we know that when we visited also in the summer, the temperatures could raise up to 110 degrees. The other thing that we saw and that we learned from the faith-based leader is that people try to avoid leaving the camps for anything because over 70% of the people that are in the camps have already been kidnapped by the cartels. So that has kind of placed them in a situation of uncertainty and fear. And particularly among women, many of the women that have been kidnapped, unfortunately, have been raped. So you do see a lot of pregnant women in the camps, and sometimes babies are being born there.
You know, it makes me think, Luz, I mean, you went down to look into mental health of people. And I think, you know, we would say migrants leaving their countries because they faced traumatic situations in their home countries. Then the trek to the United States with all those hardships causes more trauma. But it sounds like now just being stuck in camps, which is a very new phenomenon in terms of immigration policy in the United States, that this might also be adding to the mental health of migrants. Did you see that?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing that you see when you come in is a lot of faces of hope. They see a bus, and specifically if it comes with people from the United States, and everybody runs to the door. It's kind of like a overwhelming feeling. And then you get down and people start just talking to you, particularly when they knew we were psychologists. I remember the case of a mother, of a young mother, with two babies, a six-month-old and a five-year-old son who was just clinging to her leg and hiding behind. And she was telling me the story that she was there hiding from her husband and her husband's family because her husband tried to kill her. She showed me the scar, you know, on her head with a machete. And unfortunately, the five-year-old was able to witness all that. So she was saying that he was no longer verbal. And when I was paying a little bit more attention to the son, he had severe anxiety, very skinny, very malnourished. His skin looked green and a very sad face. This mom has been in the camps for longer than 7 months. So you can imagine what that is for all of the children. And also listening to the stories of the other people, you know, because there's no space for privacy. So these children keep hearing all of these stories and seeing the conditions and living under these circumstances that are very, very stressful.
And Luce, your notes are going to be compiled into a report for the American Psychological Association. It's going to be available, made public later this year. It's the first update of this particular report in about 12 years. What do you think can be done? Like, what are you hoping will come out of this once the report is out?
I think the most important thing that we need to do is humanize this population because it has been stigmatized for too long. There is, as I mentioned before, a lot of misinformation and disinformation that continue to harm the rhetoric and is unfounded. And we know that a lot of the anti-immigrant rhetoric is often based on fear. Some years ago, the primary drive of migration was economic security or finding that. Now it has changed. So these families are fleeing conditions of oppression, conditions of crime, victimization by the organized crime, political persecution. We saw that among the Venezuelan families. And there's literally no other choice for them.
What does this mean for the field of psychology, the field that really wants to take care of people's mental health? What could or should the field be doing?
I think for any field, I think whether it's psychology, whether it's social work, whether it's medicine, whether it's public health, even environmental health, we all have a duty to use our science to inform policy. So we don't necessarily directly need to create the policy, but if we can put the science, because the science doesn't lie, in the hands of people who can actually inform the political advocacy, I think we might be able to push a little bit more towards discussion in terms of finding a solution to stop the current crisis.
And Luce, you also visited migrants in camps on the U.S. side of the border. Was their mental health maybe better, if one could make that comparison, because they'd actually crossed the border and possibly were on their way to more stability and safety?
There's certainly a look for hope. When you talk to them, you do see the hope, but they're often exhausted. They're in very poor health. So in one of our studies, we were taking some of the measures of health. They suffer with anemic disorders. They come with kidney problems. They have chronic pain. So there's certainly a sense of relief, but I think also at the same time, a sense of anxiety, not knowing what to do, not knowing what's going to happen. Sadly, the other thing that we're seeing is often for those that migrate in families, the mother and the children are separated from the fathers. So the fathers are taken often into detention centers and the mothers are left in the shelters on this side of the border. And that becomes very stressful for their families. Sometimes they don't have means of communicating with each other, so they don't know what's happening to their husbands.
And I want to end by asking you, what kind of a responsibility do you think the United States has to migrants, especially when they have so many needs just beyond whether they will gain asylum or not?
Well, we're known to be a country historically that have always stepped up for human rights and social justice, right? We have a track record of having done that as our history. We are a nation built on immigrants. And we know from economists that our economy depends on the migrant population right now, especially with the job shortages that we have, especially with the population getting older. So I do think that we need to continue to find a resolution to the crisis, that absolutely it is important to keep safe borders, but that there is a way, because it has been done in the past, to do it safely and to open the doors to these families that are literally fleeing for their lives and seeking for security.
Luce Garcini is an assistant professor of psychological sciences at Rice University. Luce, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.